Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
Oh, tonight, new Patriotic Party supporters mass up at the NIB headquarters here in Accra, demanding the release of Alfred Ababio Kumi, who was picked up from his home early this morning.
He has absolute responsibility for the mess that is happening, the affront to our democracy that is being occasioned under him. His presidency does not define Ghana in a manner to allow them carte blanche to undermine our democracy. It is disturbing. This is disturbing, and we must all reject this.
We have details as government tells them to go to court if they feel offended.
Nobody is above the law. They should stop politicizing it and rather accuse, you know, the government of the day who called people to amass. They should go to court if they think that the security services are not doing and they are not performing their duties properly.
We have more on the story as the NPP put out a strongly worded statement accusing President Mahama of using state security apparatus to harass its members. We'll take you live to the NIB headquarters for updates. All of these coming up on the top story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Samuel Kojo-Brace. Well, tonight, supporters of the opposition New Patriotic Party have massed up at the headquarters of the National Investigation Bureau here in the capital Accra, demanding the release of Alfred Ababio Kumi, who was picked up from his home early this morning. We're now learning that Mr. Ababio Kumi has been charged with publication of false information in relation to a petition he claimed to have served the presidency, asking for the dissolution of the committee investigating the Chief Justice. My colleague Kenneth Jesse is there at the NIB headquarters now and joins me with more details. Kenneth, let's understand whether or not Mr. Kumi has been released.
Well, he has not been released yet, Brace. There was a back and forth as to whether he will be charged or not. As at 2 p.m. This afternoon, there was no official charge that had been leveled against him. But hours later, his counsel came out to tell us that he has indeed been charged with a false publication, as you rightly mentioned. It's almost getting to 6 now. The lawyer has come out again. I asked him minutes ago whether he's going to be released today or not. He says they are still working on that, and moments ago we saw the general secretary of the party, Justin Kodiafrimpong, come here to throw his support behind Atenta Kumi, and also the minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Markin also was here a moment ago, saying that this is a political witch hunt. So as we speak now, we do not know whether he will be released today or not. And you know that if he's not released today, that means he will spend his weekend here at the National Security Office. So as we speak, it's almost 6, and there's no indication of whether he's going to be released today or not, but the lawyer says he is still in talks with them.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in the afternoon, the General Secretary told us that the person who was in charge of dealing with the matter, they were told had gone to Kasua. That person has still not come back.
He reiterated that point when I spoke to him moments ago, but as we understand now, the person eventually came back. That is why he was charged with the publication of falsehood. So that person that was purported to have gone to Kasua earlier due to that he wasn't charged, has returned, and the charges that have been leveled against him is the publication of falsehood. And Brace, if you come here, the mother of the detained Atenta Kumi is here as well. She's been here since afternoon, and she's been here with family members and supporters of the MPP. They say they are not leaving here until Atenta Kumi is released. So that's the situation here. We also have the youth organizer of the party, Salam Mustafa, who is also here, and other members of the party. They are all gathered here saying that they are not moving an inch until he is released today.
Once they await for him to be released, what has his lawyers been saying, aside the charges they've leveled against him, in terms of the time that, I mean, you mentioned it's about some 5:36 now. They don't know whether he'll be released or not. What has the lawyers been telling you?
Well, the lawyer came out about 20 minutes ago to get some food for him. When I spoke to him, he said they are still in talks with him. The lawyer is currently here with me. I'd like to get closer and see if I can get a word or two with him to find out if he's finally going to be released now. Counsel, sorry to ambush you, but we want to find out from you. Is he going to be released today?
I don't know. I can't speak to that because you and I have been here all this while and we're trying to secure a bail for him. He's still in their custody. And they're trying as much as possible to get him out.
That doesn't sound encouraging. Does it mean he's spending the weekend here?
It's still in their hands. I can't say yes or no. We have done our best. We are still on. Once you are here, you should know that still on. Ensuring that he gets out from here.
Okay. Did you hear that the lawyer who says that as until now, he cannot confirm or deny if his client will be granted bail? I asked him if he's given out hope. He said he still cannot tell. So we're all gathered here trying to see what happens as we await whether or not he will be released or otherwise today.
All right, Kenneth, I'm grateful to you. Now, we also know that a similar incident nearly happened in Kumasi when the house of the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, Chairman Wuntumi, was besieged by operatives, we understand, of the National Security this morning. But they were not able to pick him up, but we understand that he says he will avail himself to them. But because of what is happening, the New Patriotic Party has since issued a strongly worded statement in which they are criticizing President John Dramani Mahama of using state security apparatus to harass their members. A member of our political desk, Kweku Asante, joins me in studio with details of the particular statement. Kweku, what do we know?
So according to this statement signed by General Secretary Justin Kodia Frimpong, he says, the New Patriotic Party condemns in the strongest terms the growing pattern of politically motivated intimidation and harassment of its members by the NDC government through the misuse of state security institution. These actions represent a direct assault on Ghana's democracy and the rule of law and must cease forthwith. They start with the Rambo-style arrest of Adenta Kumi, as they claim. It says approximately 7 a.m. today, Mr. Alfred Abebio Kumi, a member of NPP, widely known as Adenta Kumi, was arrested at his residence by heavily armed men believed to be operatives of the National Intelligence Bureau. This is clearly linked to Mr. Kumi's recent petition to the president requesting the immediate dissolution of the committee established to review the petitions for the removal of the Chief Justice. And I talk about the police summons to the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the NPP. And I talk about that attempt to execute a search warrant at the house of Chairman Wuntumi this morning. It says, in an equally disturbing development, armed men this morning stormed the residence of Chairman Wuntumi, the Ashanti Regional Chair of the NPP. This is in relation to a 19th May CID invitation to Chairman Wuntumi to assist in investigation. They continue that this development represents a calculated pattern of abuse of state power designed to weaken opposition voices and erode the democratic fabric of our nation.
Well, the communications director of the party, Richard Anyagba, has been speaking on this development on the Pulse on the Joinish channel a while ago.
This is not to say that President Mahama is sanctioning this thing, but he has absolute responsibility for the mess that is happening, the affront to our democracy that is being occasioned under him. And I think that we have to, as Ghanaians, speak in the strongest of terms and indicate to the president that this democracy we have transcends them, is bigger than them. They are not the owners of it. And so they cannot, by any design of theirs, undermine this democracy that many, many have fought for. And today, they are the beneficiaries of it because Ghanaians chose His Excellency John Dramani Mahama to be president. They must understand that. It doesn't belong to them. They don't own it. They can't abuse it. What is going on is a clear abuse of our democratic rights, the liberties of Ghanaians, and we cannot and we should not countenance it. This is not an NPP matter. It is about our democracy. We all own it collectively. When they are in the helm of affairs today, they must remember, before them, just gone by was a government. And the space was created for all manner of contentious issues to be brought to bear. That led to their election. And so they cannot, by virtue of having the mandate of the people, abuse the basis for which they are in government today. That's our democracy. Mm. But for democracy, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama will not be president. But for democracy. And so they should not, His Excellency must understand that with all due respect to him, he is only a steward, is holding that seat in trust for the people of Ghana. His presidency does not define Ghana in a manner to allow them carte blanche to undermine our democracy. It is disturbing. This is disturbing. And we must all reject this.
But government, in a response, is advising the NPP to head to court if they feel aggrieved by the due processes being undertaken by the security. Ebenezer Telabi is Deputy Interior Minister.
Let's allow the security services to do their work. I'm surprised. It wasn't too long when Ahiagba and Co were telling us to go to court. They should go to court if they think that the security services are not doing and they are not performing their duties properly. So I don't think that this is something that we should be, belabor. They should go to court if they think that what is going on is wrong. But that will not stop the security services from doing their duty. Because nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. They should stop politicizing it and rather accuse, the government of the day. Who called people to amass? Is it the first time that NIB is undertaking such, an activity? No. Then why are they asking their people to amass? To do what? To prevent the security services from doing their work? No, that is wrong. If you think that what they are doing is wrong, go to court.
Mr. Telabi, as a supervising ministry, can you tell us why Mr. Kume is still in custody?
Yeah. I can't give you an answer now. But just to tell you that, allow the security to do their job. If Mr. Kumi is going to be released, I'm sure whatever they went, after him for, when they get it, he'll be released. Those who are trying to obstruct can also be arrested. Mm. It's illegal to obstruct, the security officers. You cannot do that and go away with it. So they should allow peace to prevail in this country. It is not the country that it belongs to MPP. It is for all of us. It's all of us. I mean, the hypocrisy is too much. The hypocrisy is too much. We don't want to revisit things that have happened before. But I'm surprised. I am surprised at the level of hypocrisy that is being displayed by these people. We are just 5 months away from 2024. Have they forgotten so soon what happened in 2024, 2023, 2024? Can that be compared to what is happening now?
This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let's take you to Kumasi and speak to lawyer for Chairman Wuntumi, Andy Appiah Kubi. Lawyer, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Being someone who understands the law, and now that things have calmed down, from hindsight, what do you make of what happened at your client's home? From the standpoint of the law.
Okay, before I get to the decision of the law, let me just brief you of the antecedent from last Wednesday. My client was invited to the CID headquarters to help with investigation. Unfortunately, on the day, my client wasn't well, and myself, I was in court in Cape Coast, so we called back to the officer whose number was displayed and on the invitation there. So brief him of our current situation and seek his intervention to declare the said meeting
to Monday coming. So the officer advised that they write formally to explain our circumstances and the suggestion of a deferment of the discussions, which we did. So we sent them a letter to that effect, personal to which the officer agreed to a meeting on Monday, the 26th of May. So we have been waiting and in preparation for whatever discussions that will go on at the CIG quarters. And we are very grateful to the officer who agreed that because of the circumstances of the times in my plan, we prepared the meeting to Monday. And we are getting ready to meet with the police service at the headquarters of the CID on Monday. So I was so surprised this morning to hear that security personnel have gone to the house of my client seeking to arrest him, to bring him to Accra or wherever. Fortunately, upon show of our communication between my client and the police administration, they agreed to declare the meeting to Monday, and they also effected the arrest after having shown the documentation as to the agreement of paper and prepared to submit to the invitation in the CID headquarters.
Okay.
So that is as far as I know. But because we have not appeared before the CID headquarters as for the invitation, we have not been privy to any charge so far.
But what the officers came to his house to do today was to execute a search warrant, which is different from the invitation that you've deferred.
Okay. They were to execute a search warrant. Well, now let me go to the court. Somebody makes an application. Indeed, security agencies make an application for a search warrant to be issued in respect of a search to be conducted in the citizen's home. I think
your call has been put on hold. Please.
The right of that person to freedom of association, freedom of movement, and all that, freedom of occupation of this place of abode. So, considering such freedoms, it is necessary that we conduct affairs with a human face. When somebody is asleep and a team of about 20 fully armed security personnel confronts him in the early morning like that, that in itself can constitute a breach of his freedoms, because that is constitute also assault of the case.
Okay, I want a bit of clarification here. Did you say the search warrant they had was one they had applied and not one that was granted by the courts?
Well, we wouldn't know. If I ask you that, I speak to you now. I don't know which court they have granted that search warrant. And I'm not thinking that it has not been granted, but I'm saying that I have not seen it at the present. And my client also did not show me anything of that sort. Neither did he tell me of a knowledge of any other directive that is a place of abuse, he said. So it is only the security agencies that are saying that they have secured such warrant. We are speaking any such
Lawyer, I'm grateful to you. So what's the next line of action that you will undertake? Is it to still come to the CID headquarters, or you want to do something else?
We will come to CID headquarters on Monday and then submit to whatever inquiry the security services report to
undertake. Okay.
I'm happy that we will be coming to see the senior police officer. We are still in contact with him. They have given me the assurance that we will.
Okay. I guess you were told why they need him at the CID headquarters.
No, the invitation did not specifically indicate the charges or the substitute. It said we should report at the anti-armed robbery unit of the CID. That is all. And I'm told that they are investigating a case of illegal mining involving a Akuta mining company located in Zimbabwe. That is all that we know. They say that investigations in respect of the illegal mining of Akuta mining has reached a stage where the critical presence of the chief executive of the company is required for further intervention. And we are saying that we will submit to the whatever investigation they want to undertake. So Monday morning, we will do that.
Which means this whole thing is about Akuta mining's operations in the Zimbabwe area.
From the invitation, that is what I deduce. And I don't know anything about the search warrant and the purpose of it. I'm also privy to an order to the Bank of Akuta Mining and himself and his other company, freezing the account. We also know the law that is being invoked and we will also submit the law, the same law, and also go to the protocol, the necessary address.
All right. Lawyer Andy Apiakubi, I'm grateful to you, sir, for speaking to us here on Top Story. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, my brother.
He is a lawyer for Chairman Entribo Siakun, who is the original chairman of the NPP. He's popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi. His house was, he had some security officers raiding, going to his house this morning in their bid to execute, a search warrant, we understand, but that particular search did not come off. We understand that there had to be an agreement between the security officials and Chairman Wuntumi that he will avail himself to the CID on Monday, as previously had been agreed between his lawyers and the CID. We're now getting clarity that this invitation to Chairman Wuntumi is as a result of the operations of his mining company in the Zimbabwe area. We're also learning supporters of the MPP have amassed at the NIB headquarters. We have the Deputy Minister for Interior, Ebenezer Tellabi, with us on the line. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Now, we do know that the Adenta Kumi was picked up is still in the NIB headquarters. Do you have any information on that and why he's been kept there till now? Hello, Mr. Tellabi. Hello, Mr. Tellabi. So we have Mr. Tellabi, but it looks like he cannot hear. And Mr. Tellabi, let me try again. I want to find out from you if you had any briefing as to the latest development on Mr. Kumi's arrest, and he, we understand, is still at the NIB headquarters. Do you have any briefing on the latest? Did you hear my question? Okay, we are trying to raise Mr. Tellabi on the line. But earlier, we've been to the NIB headquarters where we understand that party supporters have amassed. We also do know that the minority leader, Alexander Afenyo Marking, is there. Let's go on the phone lines now and bring in Reverend Ntimfojo. He is the ranking on Parliament's Defence and Interior Committee. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. I'm sure your committee is following what is happening. The NPP especially, have this agreement as to how the national security is going about it. But these are people who are executing constitutionally mandated responsibilities. Why would the party have a response? Have an issue with it? And you being on the committee and being a member of the MPP, what do you think can be done to ensure that we all come to a consensus on how these things can be done?
Yeah, good evening, Kojo Brace. National security over the years had been the core of maintaining peace and security in this country. They had deployed their resources and their men to targeting very key security issues. We have very pertinent security matters that are prevalent in this country. We have threats of terrorism, we have Boko conflict, we have cyber security threats, we have Galamsey, which is fast becoming a national security threat. These are the issues that must engage the attention of national security. But what have we seen in the past few months? We are seeing national security degenerating very fast into a political apparatus that is being deployed into witch hunting their political opponents. We have seen national security deploying armed thugs, some hooded and wearing socks, in some cases being faces covered, wielding arms and storming the homes of innocent political opponents to conduct, you know, searches and ransacking their homes and threatening to arrest them, and in most cases without warrants. What kind of country do we live in? We live in a country that has laws, a rule of law ought to work.
But if you look at the latest one,
no one is above the law. The enforcement of the law ought to be done within the remit of the law. You cannot just storm into somebody's home and private premises without court warrant and just conduct searches like someone would say a bull in a China mall.
But today in Wuntumi's own, we understand they showed that particular warrant, just that the lawyer tells us he did not see it. But again, when it comes to Mr. Kumi's own, they say that they are charging him with false publication because he has not presented any petition. I mean, isn't it right that the security apparatus tries to check some of these misinformation in the system?
No, but if you want to arrest a citizen on false publication, you know, a matter as simple as false publication, must that warrant, you know, several tens as we saw, almost 50 men wielding guns, some hooded, storming his private residence without warrants? Must that call for that? Please. We have more important things we must exert our national security apparatus to. I mean, we must be serious in this country for once. We have other jurisdictions who are judiciously deploying their national security in tackling matters of priority, matters of national interest. A private citizen, and you are marshalling, deploying over 40, 50 men, go and storm his house just because of some misinformation which has not even been proven. Please, is that what we must be expending precious resources of the state on? Did we buy those weapons to be wielded, to be storming homes of people who peddle the false publications? We should get serious. We should be deploying such same strength, such same resources, and men in Galamsey site. We should be deploying them in garden places where are vulnerable for terrorism. We should be deploying those men, if they are men, we should be deploying them to the epicenter of the Boko conflict to keep calm. Those are the things that must again our attention.
Well, but how different is what they are doing now from what happened under your tenure when you were in government?
It wasn't an order of the day. And even if there were one or two excesses which we all condemned, it should not be repeated and made a ritual and made the order of the day and a standard operating procedure under this government. It is something all of us must be concerned. Civil society organizations must be concerned. The clergy must be concerned. Well-meaning Ghanaians must be concerned. The legal fraternity must be concerned. The fourth estate, the media must be concerned. We must rise up and condemn it. Whether it is done by NDC or MPP, it should not be countenanced. Abuse of security authority and excesses should not be justified or sacrificed on the altar of politics. And so we must not sit down for national security to degenerate into a mere tool for hunting political opponents. Mm. It must not get to that. We must stamp that tendency out.
As a ranking on the Defense and Interior Committee of Parliament, you have a responsibility. What will you do to ensure that what you are saying is what comes to pass?
That has become one too many. They did it to me. They did it to Dr. Anderson. They did it to Honorable Kenneth Oriata. They did it to the ADC, to the former Vice President, Dr. Bawumia. Today, they've done it to Chairman Wood, to me. They've done it to my brother, Abebe Okumi. So how long must we sex for this to go on? We're going to take urgent steps. Every urgent step that must be taken to rein in the excesses of the national security, we will do so. We'll engage their leadership and ensure that sanity prevails in their deployment and operations.
Reverend Chinfojo, I'm grateful to you for joining us here on Top Story. He is ranking on Parliament's Defence and Interior Committee. This has been Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Coming up next is Ghana Connect with Kweku Asante here on Joy 99.7 FM.